many hours each year. And I want to say, though I still want to talk about myself, I have to know that you are all happy to be here. Today, as it is done always, every year, we have gathered together for this Vyasa Puja celebration. I know that many of you have great hopes to be inspired, doubly inspired today, with Nityananda appearance, and then by celebrating my birthday celebration. You have such high expectations, and we sincerely hope that by Lord Nityananda's grace, you will be doubly rewarded for the more that you expect to come out. I personally I'm still a little shy because I'm in the center of your attention today, is doing this festival. But at the same time, I feel just very ecstatic because I do know that this festival can inspire your faith, and it can help you to make a deep understanding of your life. And in order to give you a little tip, so to say, so that these understandings, deep realizations can blossom in your hearts, I want to talk today on something which I have titled The Secret and Spiritual Life, the tiny mystery and spiritual life. I personally have thought a lot what to say today, and what I will say, I consider to be very important, not only for you, but also for me. Because if we do understand the secret in our Krishna conscious life, our life will change totally. What you were before will not at all be even similar to what you will be afterwards, after this understanding of the secret in spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada has presented this secret, and because I am his disciple, I have heard this description from his lotus lips many, many times. What I would say to you today is something which has accompanied me throughout the years of my Krishna conscious life. But I also know that this secret has so many dimensions. It's like a precious jewel which you can turn round and round. You can always find new aspects, new colors, new rays. The secret is that one should simply try to satisfy the spiritual master. And if one does this, all success in Krishna consciousness will come. And I want to talk a little bit today why this is so, as you gather today, know that you will want to satisfy me. I know that some of you have cooked for almost half a week or more. When you have done these flower decorations, and then I will get so many presents, maybe. There is a desire to please this world. I know that this is there, but I still feel that there's something deeper to be understood. In Shastras it says, Yasya Deva Para Bhaktiya Yatha Deva Tata Guru Yasyaiti Katita Shata Akashati Mahatmana. It means only those who have deep faith in both the spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only to those people, or devotees, the secrets of the Vedic scriptures are automatically revealed. This is a Shastric statement. Now what this means is that to understand the transcendental Supreme Personality of Godhead and to love Him is not a matter of an academic understanding, or let us say, it is not the result of some austerities or any qualifications which we might have or not have. But the understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually dependent on a higher potency than our own. It is said, the eye will never be able to look into the mind. Like I can now somehow try to look, but I will never see the mind with my eye. In the same way, our limited senses will never be able to actually understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because just like the mind is on a different platform, not to be seen by the physical eye, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also on a transcendental platform, not to be seen with instruments which come from the material platform. Therefore, the understanding of Krishna, and we can also say Krishna consciousness, is something which we cannot generate by exercising our minds, our qualities, our qualifications, and so on. It's something which is given to us. When we have the quality of Shraddha, of faith, Sri Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that if one is not successful in developing this Shraddha, this faith, he may also endeavor in devotional service, but he falls back to the path of repeated birth and death. This faith is the prerequisite, the good for our satsang, to be able to get this, this understanding, or you could say, Krishna consciousness. Once the devotee is merged in Krishna consciousness, then he can see Krishna. So the question now is, how can we establish this relationship to our spiritual master where we just have faith in his guidance? I feel it is a very important question, and I want to address it frankly, free and open, as I'm always. I know that sometimes disciples are losing their faith in their spiritual master. This is a very painful experience for them, and it can cost them many, many years, so to say, of struggling and suffering in the material world. And I know also that some of, at least I know two devotees who at this present moment are not with us here. They are disciples, but they have not come out of protest because they have lost their faith. Now this is a very extreme example, but I feel it is good to use it because each one of us sometimes loses his faith in his spiritual master. It just happens because we are so conditioned. It's in other words, subject matter which is of interest to all of us. Even if we are the young, enthusiastic bhakta or bhaktin who thinks, well, it will never happen to me. It will happen. Your conditioned soul will happen. So, Krishna gives us three principles how we can have a very meaningful and, let us say, deep relationship to our spiritual master. I have made two tests for both the first initiates and the second initiates and asked them what will change after your initiation in your life. They have given answers, and many have written, oh, I hope that my relationship to my spiritual master will become deeper. I thought it was a very nice answer. So how can this happen? How will, so to say, this Vyasa Puja experience go with us throughout our lives in the coming year? I know that during Vyasa Puja, at least those who come to the Vyasa Puja, they do have their faith. They requested me to sit down on a high stage, on a high seat, higher than usual. It's a one in the year seat, once in the year seat. So it means they have an unusual amount of appreciation. And I'm getting presents today. I'm not getting every day presents. Something special. We all know this. But how can we, first of all, develop that faith and then, or develop that deep relationship and maintain it? Sri Krishna mentions three points. The first is pranipatena. We should approach the spiritual master. Now, this coming to the spiritual master is something, to approach him really is something very deep. I had today a young member of our society coming to me and said, can I worship you as my future spiritual master? I said, are you sure that you want to become a disciple? And he said, I don't really know what it means to become a disciple. And I saw in this dilemma, which is often there, it's like going to the driver's, I gave that example to him, going to the driver's school, and then the driving instructor, he asked the newcomer, how do you want to enroll in our driver school?
Yes.
Do you want to learn driving? And he says, I'm not sure what it means. I don't know. It's a difficult situation. It is not without contradiction. So to really approach a spiritual master, according to Jila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, means to say, I am finished with material life. I feel our young member of our movement intuitively felt that this is what it means. And then I asked him the simple question, do you want to become a disciple or say you want to accept me as your spiritual master? He was afraid to say yes, because it's intuitively, you know, I'm finished with material life. This relationship to our spiritual master means he will guide us back home, back to Godhead. I have to say this, one of my god brothers once, he preached in Ireland where there are very good Catholics, and these Catholic people, they all want to go to heaven. Now my god brother asked them, are you sure that you want to go to heaven? Did you consider that there is no Guinness beer in heaven? In Ireland they like to drink Guinness beer very much. It's like Nürnberger or something. So here the Catholic monks or Catholic person said, oh, if there is no beer in heaven, I don't really want to know. There is even a well-known story in Germany. It's called Ein Münchner im Himmel. So this Alois comes to the heaven and he asks for the beer. And God informs him those are non-alcoholics. And he becomes very frustrated, you know. He lays on his soft songs, you know, this, and he becomes so frustrated that finally God has to send him back to the Hofbräu house, the drinking place in Munich. So to approach a spiritual master actually means I'm finished with material life. Have you considered this? Yeah, Alois and Aloysius, Kavitskis, and so on. Do you want this? Paribrashnina. It means we will ask our spiritual master questions. We should never ever stop asking questions in our lives. Someone who does not ask questions any longer is stagnating in his life. Never allow that you stop asking questions. Never ever be inquisitive. If you are lacking inquisitiveness and mystery in it, it means you most probably have lost the goal out of your eyes or mind. So the relationship with our spiritual master is also on this subject where we, a platform where we ask submissively how we can reach the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the third principle in the relationship of our spiritual master is service. Sevaya. Now it's very interesting that you can have two kinds of visions of your spiritual master. And I
really think this is important. I have said it already wherever I went, because I think it's such a great understanding, but I want to say it today, to put it on this, in this lecture. One way to look at your spiritual master is you want to enjoy. You want him as something like Fragen Sie Frau Ihre, an advisor to your practical affairs and life, so that you can become successful and well-balanced by living in this stupid place called material world. I'm sorry. This is called the Bhogya Darshan. And it is very common in India. I want to tell you a little story to illustrate it. Srila Prabhupada was once going on the train from Allahabad to Bombay, and people on the train found out, oh, here's a great saint riding. So they came to request for Ashirvad. Ashirvad means blessings. And Prabhupada was so sitting in this apartment. It was all put with white cloth. It looked just very pure white. And the people came inside, three rich gentlemen from Bombay or so. They said, Ashirvad Swamiji, Ashirvad. Blessings. Prabhupada spoke to the devotees who were there. I know they want material benefits. It's common to ask. I also got a letter from one of our Indian friends. Swamiji, please help us to proceed on the thorny path of life, you know, by giving us a thick skin and money, bless us to be successful, etc. So Prabhupada said, and smiled at them in his most innocent and beautiful smile, I bless you that you become like them. And he pointed towards the surrendered Vaishnava. And they said, no, very sorry. Prostite, I'm so sorry. We really have to go. It's that time. I totally forgot the time. And ran away. So, often this happens in our relationship to our spiritual master, that we turn our back and we feel he does not have an open ear for our mind, our ever-demanding Umski mind. And, you know, this is not how you come close to the spiritual master. The best is to develop a Sevya Darshan, it's called in Sanskrit. That means you have to understand the need to become Krishna conscious. You should feel, without this Krishna consciousness, my life is useless. I'm wasting. You should sit like this. One day has passed. Many hours have passed. Minutes have passed. Seconds have passed. Still I have not become Krishna conscious. This is a problematic situation. Then your spiritual master will help you, and the relationship will become so deep you have no idea. It is just incredible. I want to tell you, I'm now an old-timer in Krishna consciousness, I can say so, a stent old-timer, 25 years, certificate. And I want to tell you, the relationship of the spiritual master to the spiritual master becomes deeper and deeper. Just last year, a whole new dimension has opened. I was not even aware of it up to this. I had heard about it, but not more than just hearing. three things are necessary. Pranipatina, let us approach our spiritual master, saying, I'm finished, I had enough with material life. Pariprashnina, let us ask him submissively, how can I obtain the highest good in my life? And let us do so by service, by sevaya. Then we will understand. Once an Arab, there was a mullah who had a very big mustache, which was Shalsbad. And he was talking every day about God. There was a lady who was just almost melting away in tears, looking at him and crying. So the mullah was thinking, what does she draw out of my talk? What touches her so absolutely deeply? He asked her, he said, my dear mullah, your moustache reminds me of my goat, which has just died, and I am crying in deep, deep pains of separation. So I can guarantee you, if we do not develop a service attitude, a Savior Darshan, we might be attracted to the spiritual master because he smiles so nice, or he knows how to dance, or because it's just his personality which we somehow can digest. But he will not go in the depths. It will not be so spiritual as we, in the depths of our heart, desire. Now, when I talk so directly, or let us say, so heavily, I know that I'm not addressing all of you really. I know that you have the desire to improve. But I know that you came together here with a sincere desire to become Krishna conscious. I know that you have put this Adhata Brahma Jigyasa in the forefront of your lives. Otherwise you would not do such nice service throughout the year. Therefore I want to give you a tip. This is why I'm talking about the secret of spiritual life. Our capacity for improving is actually quite limited. It is stated in the Shastras that we are bound by ropes. Guru Dhamni Bhadha. These are the three modes of material nature. And we may have a desire, but then our temperament goes through with us. We quarrel about things which are really the time when we were in the sandbox. We may have a desire to do some service, but we just cannot get ourselves beyond a certain wall. We remain always before the wall of our conditioning. Our capacity to improve is limited. But if we get help from the unlimited, from the spiritual dimension, we can make advancement. Did you ever think about that Krishna is within the heart? He's right there all the time with us. We can get help from within, and the spiritual master is meant to direct our attention to that Lord in the heart, Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is therefore worshipped by us. as the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this brings me to my last point. As I said at the beginning, I am a little shy to look in the audience. Now I can do it. I'm a preacher. I've learned to overcome my shyness. But still, there are two conceptions here. One is the conception of the disciple, and then the conception of the spiritual master, or the person who is worshipped. Here we meet a relative concern and an absolute concern, or let us say, the relative platform and the absolute. The spiritual master always wants to see himself as a Vaishnava. In my words, a dust-covered beggar at the door of the Lord, saying, this is your humble servant, if you have a little mercy for him, throw it. If you have lots of mercy, give lots of mercy. This is how the Vaishnava, the spiritual master, always will consider himself. Now, the disciple prefers to see him as a representative of God. Today, one of my disciples was asking, do you need anything? And I just looked in the eyes of his disciples and I meant it really. Yes, I said, I need the mercy. And the disciple looked back to me and just laughed at me. And I said, why is this funny? Absolutely need the mercy. So this shows you a little bit of the situation. I've just read about Srila Prabhupada in Hamburg. There will be a nice book about Prabhupada in Germany. And Prabhupada chanted that one day, the whole day he chanted on his japa mala. And then Shivananda Prabhu said, can I do something for you? Because Prabhupada had chanted the whole day and he thought, well, maybe he is not hungry or something I can do. Prabhupada looked in his eyes and said, yes, please pray for me. He said, I don't think this will work, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, why not? You are also a Vaishnava. Do you understand this move, Prabhupada? You are a Vaishnava like me. So it will work. It must work. So, but this disciple always sees his spiritual master. You know, he will not come the next day, now here are my remnants, please eat them. he can't say his word to my mind like this, because that would not, I think you understand. He will see his word to master. But then how can he see his word to master? His word to master thinks he is very normal and very low, and he has to see in a different way. How is that possible? Isn't that a schizophrenic situation? The answer is no. There are two sides to the spiritual master. One is that he is a Vaishnava, a humble servant of his spiritual master and of Krishna. And the other side is that he actually helps us to go to Krishna. He is Krishna's representative for us. He will guide us by giving us relevant instructions how to come to the platform of Krishna consciousness. And just as he says, I'm a humble Vaishnava, he will say with the same determination, if you follow this instructions, you will go back home, back to Godhead. And he has no problem with this. He is absolutely convinced, absolutely sure. Because he knows that these are instructions which are immortal. They work in his life, they work through times immemorial. The sadhu and shastra, in which the spiritual master has absolute faith, and more than that, there is his own spiritual master, whom he considers the all and everything in his life. So, in this way, he can be very sure, yes, follow these instructions and you will go back to Godhead. When he says like this, he feels Krishna behind him, who says in the Bhagavad Gita, by following this immortal path of Krishna consciousness, you will surely go back home back to Godhead. Is that a Polish translation? No. Why didn't you arrange that? There's also no Italian translation. You must arrange this. So, sorry, I just I'm talking about these things, and I know just if I look in the crowd, I will see proofs that it can be much deeper, a relationship and the understanding. So just need, therefore, I'm sometimes so shy to look, because it's sometimes so discouraging. The thing is, with the same conviction, he can direct us to the spiritual understanding, that he can direct us to Krishna. Because he knows these instructions just work. So this is what I wanted to present for all of you today. Let me please summarize what we have said for easier understanding and meditation. We were talking about secret and spiritual life. We were talking about why there is a need for the spiritual master. We were talking about how to establish the relationship with the spiritual master through three processes, pranipatina, paliprashnena, and sevaya. We were talking, when it came to sevaya, about an important, perspective. That's the sevya darshan and not the bhoga darshan. And we talked about the necessity to improve, and how to draw help from within and without. We talked about a lot, I see. We talked about the relative and absolute conception of the spiritual master. Now, at the end, I just want to make a very, little statement. I know that you will all write me, and you will give me letters. I will read them all, and I will note down the points, but I will only be able to send one letter to all, and a thank you letter. And I do hope you have understanding and mercy on me. I'm not feeling at all good during these last months, and not so the last one, so cannot carry so much. So you kindly excuse me, you will only get one letter. So do you have any questions regarding what I have said? you might say, think, why does Guru Maharaj talk about such heavy things? At least those of you who have heard what I said know, oh, again, such heavy things, we hoped he would smile and laugh at us. Why is he so heavy? I want to tell you the reason why. I had actually made a decision in my mind to stop initiating. And it was because I saw that sometimes the understanding of my disciples, and not only my disciples, but the devotees in our movement, is not so deep. I felt personally discouraged because I have a certain understanding and I want to relate with devotees in a certain way, and they do not respect this or recognize this because they do not understand what it means to be, what this relationship means. So I felt I had to ask Krishna for inspiration. I was praying to Prabhupada and I needed a 2 years stop to just think deeply about it. And in the first year I really didn't want, I did not know what the result would be. It was like an experiment where I could not see the results. And then after the first, I only wanted to stop for 1 year, but then I said, well, I need another year to stop. Now I have understood something, that if I want to learn to love Krishna, if I want to learn to love my spiritual master, I have to serve them. I have to give my best. I have to learn to be also very a servant of my disciples. This is called it. But I have to just learn. And I was so I'm very inspired for this, and I'm actually very enthusiastic, and I have decided therefore to continue with initiations, and tomorrow it will even take place. You will see with your own eyes. I'm not dying this night because of fear. Then you will see. But I want to take this opportunity to address you with these very serious subjects so that you think about this. I also want to request my older disciples to help the disciples who cannot, due to samskaras or anything, who cannot understand so deeply. I want to ask all of you to show a little bit more love and affection to each other, and a little bit more understanding, and give help. As I said, I'm feeling that my strength is becoming weaker and diminishing, and also I need a lot of attention on my own spiritual development to be very honest, I do have an inner life. So I just want to request all of you today very much to help me a little bit. I don't want to sound very, let me say, intense, but I do want to make this point if you could kindly advance a little bit more in your Krishna consciousness. I remember as the Radha Prabhu, I appreciate as a devotee very, very much. One day before his Vyasa Pooja, he said, there's nothing to celebrate. we are still full of material desires. There are still so many things in the minds. If we want to celebrate, chant 108 rounds tomorrow. This will help you. Yes, he is our worshipable supreme Vaishnava. But I want to make this in my own ways, this point. If you could take this day where you feel more Krishna conscious, kindly, and go before Lord Nityananda and ask him, my dear Lord, I came to this movement for the highest goals, to reach my eternal God consciousness. Please help me to attain this. I feel that this Vyasa Puja will be glorious and you will never forget this. So thank you very much.